Gaddis, page 83, the very, very bottom of the page on section 9. But the least far-sighted leader was Stalin, for it was he who gave the North Koreans the green light to invade South Korea. Yet he cannot have intended the results that would flow from that single act. These would include the unanticipated American military interventions on the Korean Peninsula, but also the first signs of disillusionment on Mao's part, resulting from Stalin's stinginess in providing promised military assistance to the Chinese with his Soviet ally. Mao, from this time on, became considerably more cautious about relying on Moscow's help and considerably less deferential to Moscow's authority. Nor were the effects of Stalin's imprudence confined to Asia. Fearing, incorrectly as it turned out, that the attacks on South Korea was only the preliminary to a larger Soviet military offensive in Europe and the Middle East, the Truman administration now implemented NSC's recommendation to triple the American defense budget. It also decided to station American troops permanently in Europe, as well as to take action Stalin may have feared most of all, which was to rearm the West Germans. It's difficult to see what relationship there could possibly have been between the intentions Stalin had in mind when he told Kim Il-sung to go ahead and the consequences this short-sighted action in time produced. Just as previous empires had often blundered into the defenses of interests they would never have thought worthy of defense, had those blunders not occurred, so the Cold War empires found themselves embroiled in a set of conflicts in East Asia, far removed from the theater in which the Cold War had originated. Those conflicts would soon spread to involve much of what would come to be called the Third World. Even more ironic is the fact that they so often involved real fighting, while those over Europe, the most important object of Cold War contention, never did. There could hardly be clearer testimony to the ease with which nations can confuse vital with peripheral interests and the extent to which the outcomes of actions can sometimes fail, quite miserably, to correspond with the objectives that lie behind them.